Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Got some minor news for you guys today. I don't know if you guys have one of these yet. Actually, I know you do, Bob. Mac, I think you probably do too. Got to go get a real ID today.
Oh, yeah. You're getting yours today?
Yep.
Yeah, you got to have that to fly,
man. That's right. Yeah. So I had to reach out to my stepdad. I was like, hey, does mom, because my mom is no longer with us, I was like, does mom have my shot records?
You need shot records for that?
Birth certificate. You have to have two forms. So I have to have my Social Security. I have to have...
Has your license expired?
No. I'm going to fly, so yeah. I have to have a real ID.
But you just can't go down there and get a new one?
You have to, like, register. You have to go through all the steps.
Oh.
So I've got an appointment at, like, 1:50, and I got to have Social Security, birth certificate, two forms of residency.
So you got to bring like bills down there.
Yeah, so I'll take like a water bill and then I can just take like my insurance card.
Right.
And then, yeah, so I have I have in this little packet that my mom has had. And apparently she has my belly button still or has it in the baby book.
Dude. Right? Oh, that's nasty.
So in this little pink envelope from Stormont Vale to Pika Hospital.
My friend's father was the head of Stormont Vale Hospital. I bet you he was the head of Stormont Vale when you were born.
That's where your boy was born.
Dr. Palmberg, baby.
There you go. So, yeah, I get to go to the DMV today. Can't wait. But I did schedule the appointment, so I'm going to piss a ton of people off.
Well, if you don't schedule your own appointment at the DMV now, you're just an idiot. There's just no other way around it. You schedule the appointment, okay?
Yeah.
Or if you're like Maloney and you can't figure it out, you call my wife and she schedules it for you.
Yeah. That's awesome. Call me next time.
But yeah, so I randomly text my stepdad. I'm like, hey, out of nowhere. I know this is weird, but I got to go to, you know, I'm flying to the Gulf Shores in the middle of July. And I was like, I need my birth certificate. He's like, really? He goes, what else do you need? You got your shot records, your belly button cap. What else? Anything else? Like a bill cord in there, first haircut, first tooth.
Now, I think my mother still has the first haircut, you know, the piece of hair or whatever. Maybe, I don't know. She packed that in a box and gave it to me too. Hell if I know. But I don't remember going through that process and getting my real ID. I think I just went to the DMV. It was expired. Like, real ID? Sure, fine, done. And you move on. I don't remember having to fill out all of that. Maybe because I've already had a passport and something like that. Or maybe each state is just different.
Yeah, I don't know.
That could be it too. Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Complaining about not setting your appointment at the DMV is like still complaining about streaming sports.
Yeah,
like,
that's
come on,
yeah,
man.
Exactly. Get with the times. Yeah. I didn't know you could do this. Well, that's on you.
Because I've only done this one time, and you get there and there's like this poor old lady. I feel so bad for her because like these people are already coming in pissed
off. Oh yeah. You go to the DMV mad.
Oh, you just don't go. You're never like, all right, like DMV time.
Yeah.
So she's at the door and she'll be like, license plate or ID. And then she divides the line.
Right.
And then you go up there and you're like, I have a scheduled appointment, and they're just like, oh, and they're like, see that cone in the chair, just sit where that cone is, and then they'll call you, and like the lady will have somebody, and they'll be like the three rows of people, and then she'll go, next appointment, and everybody goes, huh? And then you walk like Vince McMahon going to, and you're like, yeah, and you're out of there in 10 minutes.
But I mean,
it's like, I didn't know you could do that.
How do you not know? Mac, your analogy is fantastic for that. I may steal that analogy for everything going forward.
Yeah.
Like, it's like not knowing how to stream sports at this point in time. Like, you can't complain about this stuff. You go to the DMV, you make an appointment. It's not that hard.
Nope.
And then you're good and you're out and you're about your day.
Yeah. And I don't have a passport because mine expired. So I need to get one of those as well.
Yeah, you need to get one of those. Yeah, you got to have all that.
Because that's considered a real ID.
Yeah, you can use that as well. But some of these states now, which is really cool, are starting to have electronic IDs where you can have them on your phone. I think there's 17 states that offer electronic
IDs.
Don't
tell your parents that.
Yeah, right.
It's on the phone now.
Yeah, forget
don't tell
about
Maloney.
It. Yeah, no, Maloney wouldn't be able to figure it out either. He's like hurting the... Maloney directing him to do things is like the old people on... why am I drawing a blank? The golf movie.
Caddyshack.
Caddyshack. The old people on Caddyshack, you know, where the caddy's like, okay, over here, Mrs. Jones. That's where your ball. That's like Maloney with the DMV. Over here, Rob. Yeah, you write your name.
Oh,
yeah.
Dolly, I'm hot today.
That's exactly. I mean, the older my parents get, the more that scene makes a lot of sense. Okay, we're going to go over here. And it's like, you know, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Here we go.
I feel like Maloney be the guy that plays in the, like, hurricane.
No.
He hits the hole in one and gets struck by lightning.
Yeah. So, yeah, you got to get that real ID, man. But I want the, I can't wait for the electric. Kansas, Missouri don't offer that yet. Okay. They don't offer that. I think, like I said, 17 states. I saw it at the airport the last time I was there. Use your real ID on your phone. And I'm like, damn, I wish we had the opportunity to do that.
Jeez, somebody says my passport, my global entry, and my driver's license all expire in September of this year. Trifecta.
Oh, God.
Budget that day.
Yeah. I just got my new ID because I was taking my daughter to get hers, mm-hmm. and I looked at mine like, oh, this is going to expire in a couple of months, and the lady was hitting on me. I've told that story, and I got my picture taken, yeah. got the real ID done.
Dad
there.
Dad still
done.
Got it.
Yeah. My daughter's like, Dad pulls.
What is the cost of a real ID? Do you know off the top of your head? Like,
I don't
15
know.
$15
It's whatever
but it,
driver's license
it doesn't expire for like 10 years, right? It's
no,
like longer?
It's five.
Oh, it's five?
Yeah, I got mine.
Either way, yeah. Speaking of stuff that expires and something that might be going somewhere and staying somewhere, yesterday we had some more news floating around the city of the stadiums.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know if it's news, it's made up, whatever people are saying, but I talked to some people yesterday. I got a lot of laughter in some of the people that I talked to yesterday. More about the Royals. I think everybody's figuring it out. The Chiefs are probably going to end up just renovating Arrowhead and staying.
Slapping a dome on that bad boy?
I don't think so. I don't know. Somebody talked about putting that, you know, the LA has, you know, one of those things. Like, that's kind of a cool idea, kind of an open, but I don't know what they're going to do renovation-wise, but I think ultimately that's where the Chiefs are going to end up. I think they're going to renovate. I think they're going to build maybe their complex up north of the river because they can't build their complex in Kansas if they take the state money in Missouri and renovate. And that's something I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday. He goes, why don't they just tear down Kauffman and build new Arrowhead? I'm like, that's not part of the plan. It's either renovate Arrowhead or build new in Kansas. Those are the two options. I think the Chiefs are leaning towards, you know, renovating. That was kind of the feeling I got from talking to a lot of different people yesterday. And then the Kansas things, somebody put out their Legends. The Royals have never mentioned Legends ever as a place where they're going to go. And that's where the laughter ensued for me yesterday. A couple of people, even Wyandotte County folks, you know, that I kind of spoke to yesterday are like, we heard they may be coming to Kansas. We've never heard they're coming to Wyandotte County. And I talked to somebody yesterday in the know, and they're like, the Royals are essentially in the Wyandotte County deal right now. It's the same place. They're not going to move from, you know, where they are at the sports complex to the exact same place across the way. They want to be where the population density is. There's no population density at the Legends out there. So I got a lot of laughter from people yesterday when they saw the Wyandotte County. Like, legitimate people calling me laughing, going, where's Wyandotte County coming from? Like, Sherman's never mentioned Wyandotte County. They're in that area right now. There's no point of moving to the same area, you know, just across the state line. It just doesn't make any sense. And so I still think, you know, we'll have a decision probably, you know, the star bonds expire. They may extend them for the Chiefs. I don't think they're going to extend them for the Royals. And the reason they're not going to extend it for the Royals is because they feel like they're at the finish line potentially with the Royals. So they don't need to extend the star bonds with the Royals. The Chiefs thing may add another month on, but I still think the Chiefs ultimately are going to stay and kind of renovate Arrowhead and do their thing out there. And we'll see ultimately what that does. But I'm more concerned, not concerned, more interested, I think, if they're going to renovate Arrowhead, fine. I'm interested in what they're going to do with the practice facility and how they're going to turn that into kind of their Chiefs kingdom, you know, and what that's going to entail and you know what that's going to contain and how they can make some money off of that and hosting high school games and all that kind of stuff, like the Star in Dallas and Minneapolis has theirs.
Oh, so that's
well.
Where they might play like a state championship games.
Yeah. They build a small, like, you see that Star in Dallas, I think it seats 10 to 15,000 people at their practice facility. Nice. And so they have a lot of, you know, state playoff games and, you know, other events and things like that. It's become an events area that's mm-hmm. center more than just a practice facility. I know some of the players don't like that. They're like, we got people here looking at us as we're trying to lift weights and things like that. Like, Jerry's turned it into, you know, Jerry World Part 2, which mm-hmm. How you make money, right? People will pay $75 to walk through your practice facility and see, you know, linemen lifting weights and stuff like that. Charge them. By all means, go ahead and do that. So I think the practice facility, if they end up staying and renovating, you know, Arrowhead, could potentially end up in the Northland, but it has to be on the Missouri side of the state line. Those were kind of the rules that were put into
place. Because the Chiefs said they would add more money to the renovation, right? Is that correct?
Well, I think the Chiefs will add like $300 and some million dollars, maybe. I can't remember what the number is that the Chiefs were going to add. The Royals are putting in the $1 billion for their ballpark. I forget what the number was that the Chiefs are going to add. But even with the potential renovations to Arrowhead, it's still going to take a Jackson County vote, probably a quarter cent sales tax on Jackson County will be on the ballot to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. They think that will pass a Chiefs-only tax. And for, you know, the people I've talked to and heard, and I don't even think John has gone on record saying that they don't really have a taste in their mouth to do another Jackson County vote for the Royals because of how bad it failed last time. So, you know, we'll just kind of see, you know, where this thing's. But the laughter that I got from people when they heard about, like, the Royals to Wyandotte County, like, where the hell is that coming from?
Never heard of him.
So it sounds like potentially, because they said, what, originally that they wanted to make a decision this summer, right?
Yeah.
So we're, what we consider for our job, summer's over after the 4th of July.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we are almost in July. We're 10 days from the 4th of July. Mm-hmm. And we're getting more and more into the pit of summer. It sounds like to me that there's the possibility that maybe they kind of have an idea.
Yeah.
And it sounds like Royals to Kansas, Chiefs stay. Is that kind of where we're at?
I think so.
We just don't know where.
Right.
And when, we don't know what.
And why. And yeah, all the details.
The
and
W's.
Whatnot. Yeah.
Who, what, where, when, why.
Right. But yeah, yeah, yes. I think it's safe to say Royals to Kansas, Chiefs to renovate Arrowhead. That's kind of what everybody's leaning towards right now. So.
Yeah.
Which is kind of where everybody's been leaning towards for a while now, you know? I mean, I know the Royals.
Because then what, the Truman Sports Complex just becomes the palace of the Chiefs.
Yeah.
You build casinos, hotels all around it.
Well, no, they're not going to do any of that. Mark Donovan has gone on record and said that's not an area that they want to develop. I mean, so that's why you develop the practice facility and you build your practice facility away from your stadium and you build it up to where the people are. And that would be Clay County, a little bit north of the river there.
So you would just have a stadium in that entire parking lot?
That's right.
That's weird. I feel like there's like so much area there. Like, what if you were to take a stadium away, like the Cubs?
They've had 60 years to develop and nothing's developed. And then Mark Donovan went on record and said, this is not an area we want to develop. And I don't blame him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like if you're going to go to like a concert or like a big event and there's a, you know, giant dome over there, you could just have like a place to stay. You could, I don't know, maybe make it yours. I don't know. It's just my opinion for me in general. I don't know. Somebody says Chiefs went from $500 million to renovations to $1.5
billion. Yeah. Because it's $500 million of state money. Then you're going to have the local component, which would be like a quarter cent sales tax potentially, and then what money that the Chiefs put in on top of that. So maybe it's $500 million a piece. I don't know what the numbers are, but I know it's $500 million in state money that they're going to get to renovate, and then they put some of their own money in, and then the, you know, the quarter cent whatever sales tax is going to be less probably than the 3/8 because it's only one stadium. So you get to like a quarter cent sales.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Tax or something like that for Jackson County to renovate Arrowhead Stadium. And so they think that will pass. And again, it still requires a vote on the Missouri side. That's they're still tempting fate a little bit with that a vote is going to pass in Jackson County. But I think a Jackson County Chiefs only vote is something that people would be palatable for.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.